Sefer Shvi'et Parabah, Mishnah Bei Zaitzim, B'Talish B'Surya, Avolo B'Mechuba. A person can work on Talish on fruit that has picked from the ground already during Shvi'et in Surya, but not on fruit that has not yet been picked from the ground. Surya is referring to Amun Arayim in Aram Tzuba. See that places to the north of Eretz Yisrael that David captured and annexed onto Eretz Yisrael. Now, had David captured them after he had already conquered the entire Eretz Yisrael? In such a case, since he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael, it would have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and all the dinim that applied to Eretz Yisrael would apply to Syria as well. Problem is that David had not yet captured the entirety of Eretz Yisrael prior to capturing Syria. So therefore, even though he annexed it onto Eretz Yisrael, in the Torah it does not have any of the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbanan did give it certain dinim that apply only to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanan said that he cannot work on the land in Syria during Shvi'ah. Now, the Rabbanan were lenient with certain aspects of Shvi'ah, since Minat Torah Shvi'ah does not apply to Syria. As it then is in Eretz Yisrael, that somebody who has Peros Shvi'ah, he has fruit growing on his trees in Shvi'ah, he has to be mafker. He has to allow anybody who wants to come in and take them. It's hefker lakoh. Anybody who wants can take it. Now, if he wants, he can take some of the fruit himself. He can harvest the fruit that he needs for his own household needs, as long as he harvests it with a shinoi differently than he normally does. And he can take the fruit that he needs for his own household. Now, he can't harvest a lot of fruit, more than what he needs, in order to sell it afterwards. And you're not allowed to do schori. You can't do business with parish beers. But if he wants, he could take what he needs for his own household. But somebody who is not mafker his field, somebody who is mishamer his field, he protects it and doesn't allow anybody who wants to come in and take the parish beef, you're not allowed to harvest the fruit, since the fruit came from a field that had not been hefker. And if the fruit was harvested, you're not allowed to prepare the fruit in the normal way. You have to do so with a shinoi. You have to do so differently than you normally do, since the fruit came from a field that was not hefker. As opposed to if the fruit came from a field that was hefker, you have to harvest it with a shinoi, but you can prepare it in the normal way. Now, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Syria, you are allowed to prepare fruit that came from a field that was not hefker, and you can do so in the normal way. And that which you cannot prepare fruit in the normal way, if it came from a field that was not hefker, that's also only midrabbanan. In the Minat Torah, even though the fruit had not been mufker, you're allowed to prepare it in the normal way. Just rabbanan were stringent and said that in Eretz Yisrael, you have to prepare it with a shinoi. But in Syria, the rabbanan were makel, they were lenient, and they said that even though the fruit came from a field that was not hefker, you're allowed to prepare the fruit in the normal way. You do not have to do so with a shinoi. But you're not allowed to harvest fruit that came from a field that was not hefker in Syria. And this is also min haTorah to harvest fruit that came from a field that was not hefker. So since it's also min haTorah in Eretz Yisrael to harvest fruit that came from a field that was not hefker, the Rabbanan was stringent, even in Syria, and said that you cannot harvest fruit that came from a field that was Meshumer, that had not been Hefker, that the owner did not allow the Aniyim to come in and take the fruit. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, Dashim, Bezoirim, Bedorchin, Uma Amrim. You can thresh, and you can winnow, and you can press, and you can gather it, the Peros field from a field that had not been Hefker in Syria, and you can do so in the normal way. These are the things that are Mutter in Syria to do without a Shinot. Since Minat Torah, these things are mutter even in Eretz Yisrael. Avolo koitrim, velo baitrim, velo moiskin. But you cannot harvest the grain, nor can you harvest the grapes, nor can you pick the olives, even in Syria, from a field that had not been hefker. And since these things are usur, Minat Torah and Eretz Yisrael, since they're growing in a field that had not been hefker, the Rabbanan was stringent in Syria and said that you cannot do any of these things in Syria from a field that had not been hefker. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a general rule with regard to Allah stated in this Mishnah, Kol Shekei Yoytibo Mutter Be'Eretz Yisrael, Oifen Oso B'Syria. Any malach that would be mutter in Eretz Yisrael, such as to prepare fruit that was harvested from a field that was not hefker, and Minat Torah is mutter to prepare it in the normal way. Just the Rabbanan said you had to prepare it with the shinoi in Syria, it would be mutter to prepare the food in the normal way. And since Minat Torah is mutter in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan were not machmir in Syria. Sefer Shvi'ah Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel B'Tzalim Sheyardu Aleihem K'shamim B'Tzimchu. Onion that grew during the 6th year, and you pulled it out of the ground during the 6th year, and then you replanted it in the 7th year, You replanted it during the year of Shemitah. Of course, you were forbidden to do that, but you went ahead and did it anyway. And it rained during the year of Shemitah, and the betzolim took root and grew a little bit during the year of Shviyas. And the question is, does the fact that it grew a little bit during the year of Shviyas make it considered Peru Shviyas, and it would have Kedusha Shviyas or not? Maybe we'll say, since most of it grew during the sixth year, even though it grew a little bit in the seventh year, it doesn't have a din of Peru Shviyas. So the mission says, Em Hayu Ha'alan Shalahem Shchorin Asura Hariku Hari Elu Mutar. If the leaves of the onion had darkened after it took root during the seventh year and grew a little bit, the leaves darkened. In such a case, it would be forbidden. Because since the leaves darkened, we can assume that which it grew a little more during the seventh year is because it took some nutrients from the ground, and that's what caused it to grow a little more during the seventh year. And since it took nutrients from the ground during the seventh year, it has a din of Peirush Shviyas, even though most of it grew during the sixth year, and only a little bit grew during the seventh year. That little bit that it grew during the seventh year would give the entire onion a din of Peirush Shviyas. But if the leaves are green, they had not darkened, in such a case, the betzolim would be mutter. They wouldn't have a din of Peirush Shviyas, even though it grew a little bit during the seventh year. Since the leaves had not darkened, we're assuming it grew because of the onion itself, not because it took nutrients from the ground. The onion itself caused it to grow a little more during the seventh year. Since it didn't take nutrients from the ground during the seventh year, it would have a din of fruit that grew during the sixth year. It wouldn't have a din of Peirush Shviyas, and it would be mutter. Rabbi Chanina ben Atikna had a different way of defining whether or not that which the onions grew a little bit during the seventh year is because it took nutrients from the ground, or did it grow in the seventh year not from taking nutrients from the ground, but because the onion itself caused it to grow. He said that if, when we take hold of the leaves of the onion, we can pull the onion out of the ground, that the leaves had become so strong that by grabbing hold of the leaves, we can pull the entire onion out of the ground. In such a case, we can assume that when you replanted it during the seventh year and it grew a little bit, it grew because it took some nutrients from the ground, and that's why the leaves are so strong. So since it took nutrients from the ground during the seventh year, it would have a din of Peirush Shviyas, and it would be asur, even though most of it grew during the sixth year. But if, when you take a hold of the leaf, you cannot pull it out of the ground, the leaves have not become strong, in such a case, we can assume it did not take nutrients from the ground during the seventh year, and since most of it grew during the sixth year, it would not have a din of Peirush Shviyas. Ukinege came, I saw you Shviyas mutar. And similarly, if you had onions that grew mostly during the seventh year, and you uprooted it from the ground, and then replanted it in the eighth year, and it took root and grew a little bit during the eighth year, we would have the same test to define whether or not it has a din of Peirush Shviyas. If when we grab a hold of the leaves during the eighth year, we can pull it out of the ground. So it took some nutrients from the ground during the eighth year, and it would not have a din of Peirush Shviyas, even though most of it grew during the seventh year, during the year of Shemitah, since some of it grew in the eighth year after you replanted it, that it took nutrients from the ground during the eighth year, it would not have a din of Peirush Shviyas, and it would be mutter. But if when you take a hold of the leaves during the eighth year, you cannot pull it out of the ground, so it did not take nutrients from the ground during the eighth year, so even though it grew a little bit during the eighth year, it would have a din of Peirush Shviyas, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Atikna.